We're now being joined by Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan, good afternoon, and happy February.
Indeed. And now I wanted to start off this interview with the way we started off in the beginning. What are the latest COVID numbers in the city?
Yeah, so within the last 24 hours, 11 new cases, confirmed cases, active cases here in the city that we know of, 101 overall. Good news is we haven't lost anybody, but our total death count since the start of COVID is 543 individuals. So, you know, we're looking at metrics a little differently now because of the at-home testing, but Dr. Rick Herman is still doing his dashboard, which is on the city website, and we're still having our weekly meetings with Dr. Rick and also Dr. Eno Montes here for Board of Health. So had a really good meeting this week, all hands on deck with Good Samaritan Medical Center CEO Matt Hesketh and Bob Haffey, the CEO of Brockton Hospital Signature. Sue Joss is the CEO over at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, and then Alan Smith, the CEO at Weymouth, down in Weymouth South Shore Hospital. So talked a lot about, you know, the rumors out there, and happy to discuss that with you about the Stewart case and Good Sam and when Brockton Hospital is coming back online.
And any word on that, by the way?
Yeah. So Brockton Hospital will be back online in June. I met in my office with Bob Haffey and Dr. David Drinkwater, who is the medical president of the practice. And, you know, they're working diligently to get it up and going. And, you know, it's really a good collaboration. The really other news is that it's been assured to me, and I want to thank the state delegation. We have three state reps here in Brockton and one senator. We met with on Zoom with some parent company of Stewart, some of the corporate folks. We've been told that Good Samaritan Medical Center is in the black. It makes them money, so it is not going to be closing. Matt Hesketh, the CEO of Good Sam, has confirmed that to me as well. So that's good news for Brockton and also the region. They are hemorrhaging money, as you know, if you've been following the story with some of their other portfolio properties and some of their other medical facilities. But I'm the mayor of Brockton, and I just, you know, want people to know that I've been told that Good Sam will not be closing, which is phenomenal news.
Indeed, that is. Now, I wanted to also talk to you about the schools for a little bit. First of all, just an ongoing issue we've been talking about, the school department budget investigation.
Yeah, so we're doing two different things. So we have the investigation going on the city side, you know, how it happened, how system failures were created, and how we can create, you know, mechanisms so they never happen again. And then there's an audit on the school committee vote side. So there's two different things going on simultaneously. We are still working with our partners. Open Architects is being paid by DESE. Gentleman's name is TJ Plant. He's been phenomenal working with us. And, you know, it's city and school working together. And, you know, Troy Clarkson, our CFO, will be giving us an update at the next school committee meeting as well. And, you know, we have to figure out how to do some cost containment measures. And, you know, we're in FY24, but FY25 is right around the corner. So we really have to plan, but we also have to make sure that, you know, the students and the staff of the Brockton Public Schools have the quality education, but also safe community, Dan. We had a school committee meeting last night to talk about the uptick in violence at Brockton High School, and we had the police, school police there. We had Brockton police there. We had the new principal of Brockton High, Kevin McCaskill, there. We had Deputy Superintendent Sharon Wolder and the Acting Superintendent Jim Cobbs, and we were there for about 3 hours. It was really filled to the brim in terms of people, community people, staff, teachers, students spoke. We all have a shared vision. We have to make sure that we come up with policies and practices that are going to institute safety within the confines of Brockton High School and bring back, you know, honor and respect. As a graduate of Brockton High, there's a thing called Box of Pride, and we have to get back to that.
Now, about the school committee, what's the situation with the vice chair?
Well, I mean, we've taken, I think, six nights of votes, some with three rounds, some with two rounds. It's still 4-4, but our policy, Section BDB, says that if there is no successor voted in as a vice chair, the previous vice chair stays in that capacity. So we're moving forward. I mean, I'm lawfully the chair. The vice chair only serves when I'm absent. And Jim Cobbs, the acting superintendent, is the clerk. And so we'll continue to do business as usual. We have to. We have to put politics aside, and it's about making sure that we honor the oath that we take when we get elected. So right now, there's seven members, and myself is the eight, and we're going to work together to come up with some solutions.
Now, something else that's going on right now is the construction of the Cosgrove Pool. I understand some progress really being made on that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So it's the East Side Pool, named after Mr. Cosgrove, who was the first Brocktonian to perish in World War II. $3 million ARPA funding, an additional $3 million from the omnibus bill that President Biden signed. And I am just so thankful for the federal delegation, Congressman Lynch and Senators Markey and Warren, to give us that. It's going to be reimagined, repurposed. It's going to be open for business the summer. So splash parks and green space and brand new pool and brand new shower facility. It's going to be awesome. And I said it before, for a lot of people, going to the Cape is not, you know, and going to Nantasket and going to other beach areas is not easy in terms of transportation. So this is the beach for many people, and I'm just so proud that it's, you know, it's federal money and we're using it for beneficial purposes.
Now, speaking of things that are also being put in, I understand there's a push to get some downtown restrooms.
Well, yeah, we're trying to figure out solutions to help. I'm the mayor of everybody here in Brockton, right? Those that live in houses and, unfortunately, those that are facing homelessness. And so, you know, we have restrooms at City Hall that our homeless population uses. We have restrooms at the main library downtown that the homeless population uses. So we are really looking at any and all options to help folks. We're working with Father Bills. I met with John Yuzinski, the CEO, yesterday in my office to try to talk about some mechanisms. We have porta potties up at DW Fields Park that are never locked, and you know we have some homeless folks encampments up there, and you know we have to be able to provide wraparound services, but also just everyday services. So everything's on the table to help citizens in the city of Brockton, and I'm going to continue to advocate for each and every one of them.
Now, speaking of citizens, a lot of towns have been dealing with an influx of migrants. How's the city handling that? Is that an issue at all in the city?
You know, we're a city of immigrants. We always have been, right? And that's what makes Brockton special. And I'm proud to say I'm a lifelong Brocktonian. And my own grandparents came from Ireland. They were immigrants. So we have not seen a large, huge uptick. We've seen some increased from the country of Haiti. We have a large Haitian population, as you know, Dan, Cape Verdean population, Nigerian and Angolan. But, you know, we are working with administration. Maura Healy and Kim Driscoll have been great partners. But, you know, I know other cities are really seeing a huge number. We are not. Matter of fact, the hotel, the 15 rooms that were going to be utilized by the state have not been utilized. They don't plan to be utilized here in Brockton. So, you know, I can tell you that as the mayor of the city of Brockton, 106,000 residents, a gateway city, we're really just trying to come up with any mechanism to help anybody that's either visiting or living here.
And speaking of the city's diversity, you're going to be having a flag raising today to celebrate part of that.
3:30 today, of course, February 1st, we proudly kick off Black History Month. With NAACP will be here. African American Association will be here. We do it every single year. We're going to be doing it indoors this year again. We're actually doing outdoor scaffolding. We're doing an opera project at City Hall. So we are going to be doing it at 3:30 today. As you know, Dan, we've been talking since I've been mayor. We do a lot of flag raisings to promote and to honor and really cherish the diversity in the city of Brockton. So kicks off today at 3:30. I'm excited to be here.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day.
Thank you. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.